Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, only 47 days. You have all of the power, and this country is on the wrong course. There's no other way to define it. The stakes could be higher. This is an inflection point, a tipping point election. Hannity, you've said that in other elections. You're right. I have. But I've never felt as convicted or had the sense of urgency that I have regarding this election. And the House, the Senate, it's all real. Tomorrow, Kevin McCarthy will join us, and we're going to talk about his commitments to America. This is now 28 years later since the contract with America and Republicans. I have suggested this many times over the years, that Republicans come up with very core principles and promises and put it on paper. Tell the American people what you're going to do and then do it. It's that simple. It can't be like, oh, we're going to replace and repeal Obamacare, 65 meaningless votes. And then when you have the real opportunity to switch it, say, yeah, never mind. You know, I'll never forget that, what, seven senators, Republican senators, that voted for a straight repeal of Obamacare 2 years earlier. Then when they had the chance and Donald Trump would have signed the bill. Never mind. We didn't really mean that. Pretty unbelievable. Just a straight repeal bill. I remember Rand Paul. He couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I felt it was a betrayal. You know, there's an old adage, and it's in radio, and I think it fits everything in life. If you're going to tell people you're going to do something, tell them you're going to do it. And then when you're done doing it, remind them that you did it and you fulfilled your promise. It's really that simple. If you promise your kids you're going to take them to Disneyland, if they get straight A's on their report card and they do their part and they get the straight A's on their report card, you got to take them to Disney. That's all there is to it. Got to keep your word. Your word is your bond, et cetera, in life. Wish more people live by that, but a lot of people, unfortunately, do not. There is, we're getting a ton of reaction to the interview with President Trump last night. Let me give you a little bit of the behind the scenes. So I go over there after radio to Mar-a-Lago. By the way, I think it's like the best real estate deal in the history of mankind. He paid next to nothing for the place. And it's 22 acres. And it's on the intercoastal on one side, on the ocean on the other side. It is stunningly beautiful. And they've got cottages all over the property, I guess, for members of Mar-a-Lago. From what I hear, it's really expensive to join. I don't know. I've been there a few times before, not many, but I've been there a few times before, and I've enjoyed it every time. And anyway, so meet the president. We did the interview in they have a ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. I think they do a lot of events and weddings and stuff like that. So we go there, and the president, now think about all that he's going through, all that he's been through, and you would never know it. That's the first thing that strikes me.
when you're under attack, when most people are under attack, the stress level gets so high that, you know, a lot of people would like collapse under the pressure. Trust me, we have a lot of pressure in my business too, but it doesn't even come close to the pressure, the constant negative, nonstop, never ending. You know, I listed the other day, 30 investigations into Donald Trump. It is unconscionable, but he has this remarkable ability to compartmentalize all of it away and focus on the task at hand. And it was like nothing had happened that day, meaning the whole Letitia James thing didn't even happen. It just kind of like a normal day for him. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. The interesting stuff that came out of it, we'll play a little bit of the interview coming up later in the program. Well, but the best part is that by the time we got done talking about Letitia James and what happened yesterday, and by the time we got done talking about Mar-a-Lago and the raid and all of the instances in which his family, frankly, have been persecuted at this point, and all the things that happened and all the false charges and a dual system of justice. And this is what the country now has to decide. Do we want equal justice under the law? Do we want equal application of our laws? I talked about that yesterday, both on radio and TV, or not. Because, you know, Hillary Clinton, I've played it enough. I won't play it again. Jim Comey laying out all the top secret classified information that she had on her servers. And then, of course, we don't have 33,000 of the emails because they were washed clean with bleach pit. You mean like with a cloth? No, with bleach pit. Who had heard of bleach pit before Hillary Clinton? I'd never heard of it, but apparently it's some, I don't know, program. I still don't even know what it really is. I remember Ed Henry famously asking her, did you wipe your server clean? And he's like, with a cloth? I mean, it was a dumb answer, and I think she was playing dumb, but she certainly knew what he was asking. And but anyway, so they,
what, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know. Nobody really knew what bleach pit was at the time. Nobody knew. Now, everybody knows what a hammer is. And if you take Blackberries or iPhones and you smash them with a hammer, I don't know, maybe people do that when you get a new phone or something. I have no idea. But, you know, it just is not something anybody normal would ever think of. But she really wanted that information gone. And I still to this day believe that a lot of the Russian disinformation dossier was in fact designed to take away attention from the email server scandal that was very real for her. And the reality is that Jim Comey admitted crimes were committed, but we didn't see that there was purposeful intent. Okay. Donald Trump purposely intended to take boxes to Mar-a-Lago with classified information. The interesting thing is, electronically, Hillary Clinton had more top secret classified information than what the DOJ is claiming Donald Trump had. 11,000 of the Trump documents, and I'm not talking about the 500 pages of information, attorney-client privilege information with his lawyers or his medical records, he mentioned last night that his will apparently was in there or his passports were in there. I mean, really personal stuff that you should never have. But you had a magistrate who had previously recused himself from a case involving Trump and Clinton because of his hatred of Donald Trump. So why did they go to this particular magistrate? Probably because they thought they'd get what they wanted, meaning the Justice Department. And it's a very, very, very odd time in our country's history here, because if we politicize, we criminalize political differences. And if we get to the point where what your politics are will judge how you are treated by the justice system, then we have lost all control of our constitutional republic and our system of governance. Everybody has to be treated equal under the law, equal justice under the law, equal application under the law. You can take Jim Comey's "No prosecutor would ever prosecute speech" and take the specifics of what Donald Trump may or may not have had that they deem top secret or classified, and just put in the exact numbers where you would put Hillary's, and then you would have to come to the same exact conclusion if you believed in equal justice and equal application of laws in this country. So anyway, back to the story. So we spent the hour last night, but then we just kept talking And it was like there was no rush to get out of there. It was a, you could hear a pin drop in the room that we were in. And he was as engaged as ever. I don't think Joe Biden could ever sit that long and be that articulate on one topic after another in rapid, you know, succession. Just boom, 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 boom. Just kept hitting. We went to the borders. We went to the economy. Went to inflation. We went through gas prices. We went through Vladimir Putin's threat of a nuclear weapon. We went through Afghanistan. We went through all of the issues this country is now facing. And with great passion. Here's the thing about part two tonight, because we're going to air it on my TV show, Hannity, on the Fox News Channel. You are going to be surprised at some of his answers about what he wants for this country. And even as it relates to Joe Biden, putting aside Joe and Hunter, you know, there's a whole system of justice for them because we have all the evidence. Joe Biden lied on a spectacular level when he said that he'd never talked to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. There is so much evidence that implicates Joe Biden, even on Hunter's laptop from hell, which the FBI has had for years, that proves all of that statement that he repeated again and again wrong. But what he what is motivating him? At one point, I asked him, and I said to him, why do you want to go through this again? Why don't you have a great life? You live in a beautiful mansion. You love to play golf. I think when he's free, he plays golf every day. You know, you can write your memoirs and not put your family through this because the kids got dragged in yesterday, as you know. And I'm not going to give you the answer, but when you hear the answer, I think it'll surprise a lot of people. And I think that at its core, this is the person that I talked to before he ever decided to run because I did my own vetting of him. You know, when I supported Dr. Oz in the campaign for the Senate in Pennsylvania, I would tell people, I'm not supporting him because I know him. Because I've known Trump now, I guess it's going on 30 years. I supported Dr. Oz because I knew him to be an America first, make America great again, you know, common sense American conservative. And he's not radical. And he's going to represent and work harder than John Fetterman's even capable of, because the guy never worked a day in his life. He's been a trust fund brat. And, you know, he just likes to look tough with his hoodie and his tattoos. The guy's never done anything of substance. Even when he was city council, I'm sorry, when he was the mayor, he'd miss most of the city council meetings and just wouldn't show up. Small town. But he would show up because as lieutenant governor, when he became lieutenant governor, he did show up for all of the pardon and parole board meetings as he was freeing one murderer, one criminal, one violent criminal after another. I mean, Oz has been calling him the number one pro-murderer advocate in the country, and it's all true. But we'll get to that for another day. You know, what's happening in 47 days is so critical. I don't know if we had another 2 years. I don't know how we get out of the hole. The biggest problem Biden has, on top of his horrific, you know, energy, economic, border, foreign policies, the worst part is he's locked in. It's a rigid ideology. His party has been co-opted by the climate alarmist cultism that it now represents. So even if he wanted to pull a Bill Clinton, the era of big government is over. The end of welfare as we know it. He's never going to do it, which means they're going to double down on stupid. Double down on begging foreign countries for the lifeblood of our economy. Double down on being weak on the border and having open borders. Double down on importing oil, but don't produce it domestically. And don't supply our Western European allies that desperately need our help now. Why would things get better? I don't think there's a foreign leader that fears Joe Biden in the world. Now Vladimir Putin is threatening to use nuclear weapons. What's Joe going to do? Sadly, I don't see him lifting a finger. I don't even know if he knows that today is Thursday.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
So Bill Barr has been a very strong critic of President Trump. You watch the media mob, the Democratic Party, breathlessly covering the civil fraud lawsuit filed against Donald Trump yesterday. This is a grand slam dunk criminal indictment. Well, first of all, it's civil, but put that aside. Even Bill Barr has been very critical of the president, is out there saying, not so fast, calling it a political hit job, and really just outright dismissing it. And remember, even in his criticism, if there are, in fact, the same thing that happened with Hillary Clinton and top secret classified emails, in fact, went to Mar-a-Lago, and, you know, then you have a raid. You think that Hillary Clinton's house never got raided? By the way, if you look at, for example, where did I see this article? It was an interesting find. Somebody sent it to me, and the headline is Obama Foundation letter confirms storage of classified presidential documents held in an unsecure storage at a furniture warehouse. Now, the left is saying, for example, oh, this is just a Trump phenomenon. Nixon Library did not release all his secret tapes until 2013, 39 years after he left office. LBJ, his library, delayed the release of his secret tapes until 2016. You know, the Obama administration didn't do things any differently. They transported 30 million pages of records to a storage facility in Chicago. And the National Archives Record Administration said they assumed exclusive legal and physical custody of Obama's presidential records when Barack Obama left office in 2017. A 2018 letter from the Obama Foundation to NARA reveals that the Obama team stored both classified and unclassified documents in this warehouse in Hoffman Estates in Illinois. They actually are admitting it. And this is the difficulty of it. Now, actually, the Obama Foundation agrees to transfer up to $3,300,000 to the National Archives Trust Fund and support a move of classified and unclassified Obama presidential records and artifacts from Hoffman Estates to the National Archives Record Administration controlled facilities to conform with the agency's archival storage. That's actually in the letter. Unbelievable.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Let me spend a little more time on this because this is dated September the 11th, 2018. And this is a letter sent by Robin Cohn, executive director of the Obama Foundation. And it is sent to the archivist, David Ferrario, I think is how you say it, is the archivist of the U.S. I don't know if he still is, but apparently was. And the letter is in relation to a letter of parties' intent regarding the digitizing of Obama's presidential records and related matters concerning preservation, processing, display, and any access to such records and artifacts. All right, so the letter goes on in great specificity and detail which is, you know, relatively interesting, to a certain point, that they're going to digitize the unclassified analog Obama presidential records at the Hoffman Estates facility, where they're building the Obama Presidential Center, part of the museum, that they're going to, they're telling them that they're going to operate. So they go through that aspect of it. The National Archives Record Administration and the foundation commit to identifying innovative tools, approaches, solutions to digitizing, et cetera, et cetera. They commit to deliver to the foundation in as early as in the process as possible, a copy of the digitized Obama administration presidential records in accordance with the Presidential Records Act. Sound familiar? It is understood that in certain cases, the nature of a record or artifact will be such that the records or artifacts will not be, you know, it's not going to be practical. In such situations, the items will be identified, alternative steps taken, et cetera, et cetera. The complete terms, conditions of this digitization process, along with the terms and the NARA and how they're going to goes on from there. The Obama Foundation NARA will work collaboratively and in good faith to explore, develop, and implement strategies to facilitate broad public access to unclassified born digital materials in as timely a manner as possible. The Obama Foundation agrees to transfer $3,300,000 to the National Archives Trust Fund to support the move of classified and unclassified, classified and unclassified Obama presidential records and artifacts from Hoffman Estates to the NARA-controlled facilities that conform to the agency's archival storage standards for such records and artifacts and for the modification of such spaces. The first transfer, $300,000, was already made August 9th, 2018. Remember, he got out of office in January of, 2017? This is September 2018. And so they're talking about literally now classified and unclassified records, supporting the move of classified and unclassified Obama presidential records from Hoffman Estates to NARA-controlled facilities that conform to the agency's archival storage standards. So you understand that means it's in Obama's possession, not really in his personal possession. In other words, it's like at Mar-a-Lago, except in, obviously, Obama's location. NARA agrees to loan Obama presidential records, artifacts, other NARA holdings, including but not limited to textual records, physical artifacts, audiovisual materials, archival footage, sound recordings, high-resolution digital assets to the Obama Foundation on an ongoing basis for exhibition at the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago and Illinois, and to work with the foundation in doing so. NARA and the foundation will set forth the terms by which NARA will loan Obama presidential physical records, artifacts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They agree to work in good faith. And it goes on from there. But they're specifically saying in this that he had custody of classified materials and about the same time frame, a little bit longer for President Trump. But it turns out the Obama-Biden administration had a long history involving mishandling of classified defense documents. For example, Daily Wire put out five instances, things I didn't know. In June of 2010, an Obama defense official leaked secret information about Israeli military operations against Iran. Anonymous U.S. defense source leaked to the Times of London that Israel had cut a deal with the Saudis to use their airspace to strike Iran. The deal was scuttled. Two, high-ranking official on Obama's Joint Chiefs of Staff leaked classified information about cyber attacks against Iran's nuclear facilities. In 2010, General James Cartwright, then vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, allegedly leaked to reporters classified information about cyber attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities. He reportedly shared the documents about a highly sophisticated virus used to foil Iran's nuclear program to members of the media, but there was no outrage from the press. Cartwright pled guilty last October to giving false testimony to the FBI about his involvement in the leaks, only to be pardoned by President Obama days before he left the White House. May of 2013, members of the Obama Pentagon leaked information that Israel attacked the Damascus airport to stop a shipment of weapons to terrorist groups. Obama officials actually had to apologize for the leak since it endangered American lives. They blamed low-level employees. In June of 2013, the Obama administration leaks specific information regarding Israel Arrow 3 anti-ballistic missile sites. Weeks later, U.S. sources telling CNN that Israel attacked a Syrian installation full of Russian-provided missiles. The same month, American intelligence analysts tell the New York Times that Israel's strikes had not been effective. All that information classified. And then in 2011, former CIA Director Leon Panetta revealed top-secret information about the bin Laden raid. According to The Federalist, Panetta reportedly revealed the name of the Navy SEAL unit that carried out the raid and named their ground commander at a ceremony where Zero Dark 30 writer Mark Bull was in attendance, according to a report by the Inspector General of the Department of Defense. And Panetta reportedly assumed that all 1,300 people in attendance at the event had adequate security clearances to hear the top secret information about SEAL Team 6 and their raid, according to Politico. The report detailing Panetta's oversharing flies in the face of the Obama White House claims they've never shared classified information with anyone they shouldn't have. So, you know, it's sort of like here we are once again. One standard of justice for Hillary Clinton and her top secret classified information. And her deleted emails, 33,000, her bleach bit, her hammers, her devices, her missing SIM cards. And this is the way, this is the danger that I keep talking about regarding the issue of not having equal justice or application of our laws. There is a real clear present danger by having a two-tier justice system. By the way, an FBI whistleblower has been suspended after complaining that innocent Americans are being prosecuted on bogus January 6th charges. It's written by Miranda Devine in the New York Post today. Bombshell allegations by FBI special agent Stephen Friend contained in a whistleblower complaint filed late Wednesday with the DOJ Inspector General reveal a politicized D.C. FBI field office cooking the books to exaggerate the threat of domestic terrorism and using an overzealous January 6th investigation to harass conservative Americans and violate their constitutional rights. Now, Chuck Grassley, Jim Jordan, Senator Johnson of Wisconsin have all been saying this. Anywhere between 20 and 30 is what I'm hearing. FBI whistleblowers. Now, the DOJ reaction to that was pretty interesting, to put out a memorandum, a reminder that you, if you're in the Department of Justice, which the FBI is, that you're not allowed to speak to congressmen or senators or elected officials. Now, we have whistleblower laws that would protect people if they are whistleblowers. I thought whistleblowers were supposed to be heroes. I guess only if they're hearsay whistleblowers and they're going after Donald Trump. This guy, Friend, was 37, respected 12-year vet of the FBI, SWAT team member, suspended Monday, stripped of his gun and badge, escorted out of the FBI field office in Daytona Beach, Florida, after complaining to his supervisor about the violations. He was declared absent without leave last month for refusing to participate in SWAT raids that he believed violated FBI policy. Now, do we want to hear from whistleblowers? Because a hearsay whistleblower led to the impeachment of Donald Trump, while the media mob and the Democrats completely ignored the real quid pro quo, which was Joe leveraging a billion taxpayer dollars to get a fired to get a prosecutor fired in Ukraine because he was investigating his son being paid millions without experience. Another example of unequal justice and application of our laws. Joe Biden not only mishandled classified information, he blabbed about it in public. This was in the Daily Wire. Vice President Joe Biden publicly revealed highly secret identities of SEAL Team 6 members behind the bin Laden assassination operation. The leaks directly endangered the lives of the SEAL members. And you might remember Karen Vaughn, friend of this program, the mother of slain SEAL Aaron Vaughn, says that within hours after Biden's comments, Her son called to tell her to wipe away every piece of information regarding the family on social media, Facebook, and Twitter. I've never heard Aaron that afraid in his life, Mrs. Vaughn said in an interview. He told me, Mom, we're picking up chatter. We are not safe. You are not safe. Delete everything. What about that? Did you even ever hear about that? I mean, this is now the new America. This is a danger. Our laws and the concept of equal justice under the law and application of our laws, we're a constitutional republic. Well, every law is based on that document. We have co-equal branches of government. You know, that's why Joe Biden doesn't have the power, the authority enumerated in the Constitution to go out there and forgive student loan as a means of, hopefully, I call it the, you know, student loan forgiveness bribery act of 2022. Oh, you're going to forgive my loan? Great. I'm going to vote for that guy. On the economy, not good news. Jamie Dimon is now warning Democrats' war on fossil fuels will be the road to hell for America. That's what he said.
Anyway, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Dimon.
Absolutely not. And that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
Now, the Wall Street Journal points out about this. By this point, Congresswoman Tlaib, other Democrats, and the committee appear to have been irritated with Mr. Dimon for telling uncomfortable truths. That would be the road to hell for America in terms of a policy of his bank not to fund new oil and gas products. It's the lifeblood of our economy. This is Joe Biden's climate cult alarmism. He can't go against them. Neither can anybody. Because if they do, the wrath of climate cultism, it's like taking somebody out of a cult. They've been brainwashed. You know, the observation of the world is now discovering how insecure the global energy supply is. Look at what's happening to Europe. They gave into their climate alarmist cultists, and now Germany, Italy, other countries will pay 174% more just to start for heating their homes this winter. Predictions people will die because of freezing to death, literally, because there won't be enough heat. Unbelievable. And by the way, the Fed rate increased 75 basis points yesterday is now going to hit mortgages, and it's going to hit credit cards, and it's going to hit auto loans, and it's going to result in the loss of a lot of jobs. Powell even said the U.S. housing market is headed for a correction. Correction meaning all that money you lost in your 401k and your IRA, yeah, you're now going to lose equity in your home. U.S. home sales prices fell in August because of rising interest rates, not including yesterday's 75 basis point increase. It's not good. I think this is going to go on for much longer than people think. America, by the way, has now lost its oil buffer because to artificially increase the world supply leading into an election, Joe Biden has brought us to a, 38-year low. In other words, the cushion reserve for oil now they've been using for politics. It's supposed to be emergency petroleum reserves. It's not supposed to be political petroleum reserves the way Joe Biden is using it. Anyway, Americans paying more in taxes than at any time since 1943. In other words, $5 trillion in taxes during the current fiscal year is what they're predicting, an all-time high amount, nominal terms, the most as a percentage of the national gross domestic product. And by the way, that's from World War II. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Mike Lee is going to join us, senator from the great state of Utah. Listen, because of your love for all things MyPillow and your support, the original My Slippers, they're almost completely sold out. And because of this, Mike Lindell is now launching brand new and all-season slippers, slides, and sandals starting as low as $29.98, but only for a limited time. Now, those slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They have breathable fabric so you can wear it all year round. The slides, the sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. And Mike Lindell is guaranteeing that these will be the most comfortable footwear you ever own. It's not going to last for long, this incredible deal. Stock up now. Slippers, slides, sandals, as low as $29.98. Go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com and get this incredible limited-time offer. No risk to you. One-year warranty, 60-day unconditional satisfaction money-back guarantee. Or call, mention my name to get this great deal, 800-919-6090. For the most comfortable footwear you will ever own.
Sean Hannity.
All right, when we come back, a lot of ground to cover. Senator Mike Lee from Utah will join us. We'll check in with David Schoen, Greg Jarrett. We'll get the legal take. We'll get to your calls. Play a little bit of the interview with President Trump and much more.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.